Well, traders now say there's a 99% chance the Fed will leave rates on hold at this week's two-day meeting. At the end of it, on Wednesday afternoon, the central bank will also release its economic projection for the rest of the year, giving something of a hint of how many more rate hikes the US can expect. But with inflation still running hot, backed up by data in the last week, it seems likely the Fed will want to implement one, perhaps even two more increases before the end of 2023. So at the close, the Dow, the S&P and the Nasdaq were all up less than 0.1%. Shares in the three big US car companies all slid on Monday as auto workers showed no signs of ending their strike. Negotiations over the weekend showed little progress, with the workers' union sticking to its demand of a 40% pay increase and the companies still offering no more than a 20% raise. Ford closed down Monday more than 2%, while General Motors and Stellantis both finished more than 1.5% lower. Apple, though, had a bit of a bump during Monday's session, shares rising almost 1.7% on news that there appears to be optimistic demand for the new iPhone 15, which was unveiled last week. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.